present Jimmy Clitheroe and the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
The Quiz Kid.
Now then, nine across. He's an animal, sounds like a twister as well. The first letter's C.
And the answer's cheetah.
Cheetah?
An animal, sounds like a twister. Haven't you got it yet? Cheetah. Cheetah.
Oh, why? Cheetah. Cheetah.
The one with an R, not an R. Now hurry up, because I've got 11 down for you as well.
Look, now don't rush me. What's 11 down? A gumption is pottery. If you ask me, it's potty.
The answer's China mug.
China mug? How do you make that out?
It's got the same letters as a gumption in a different order. It's what they call a telegram.
Anagram.
You keep out of this. Now then, Grandad, 14 down. It's dead simple. The answer's...
Look, I'm doing this crossword. I'll work it out. 14 down, you say. A flower. First letter, N. Fourth letter, C. That's a tough one.
It's Narcissus. Or as our botany teacher once called it, Narcissus.
Why did he talk like that?
He got hay fever through sniffing a Narcissus.
Look, will you keep out of this? I don't need any help with this crossword.
Oh, I see. That's where the cookie crumbles. It's different when I'm doing my jigsaw puzzle. I can't keep you away.
Get on with your homework.
In a minute, when we've finished the crossword.
Jimmy, don't I know your granddad? Just get on with that homework and leave the crossword alone. Go on.
I don't need to do homework. I'm clever enough as it is. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've guessed every clue so far.
I'll tell you one thing I've noticed. You keep glancing in the pages of your exercise book.
Eh?
I noticed that, Susan. But I thought he was just looking at his homework. What have you got in there, my lad? What's this? A copy of the crossword I'm doing. Already solved. No wonder you knew all the answers.
I remember now. There was a man on the bus this morning doing that crossword, and when he left his paper on the seat, Jimmy picked it up and put it in his satchel.
Blabbermouth.
So that's how you knew all the answers. And here was I, thinking you ought to be fit for that quiz team. You know, the one at your school that's going in for the Brains Trust on the BBC.
The Brains Trust? Oh, you mean that top of the form fact?
Yeah, well, I read about it in tonight's paper.
Now, I wonder why my little brother's not going to be in it.
If my dopey fat sister will listen, I'll tell her. I was put off it when they told us about it at school.
Who told you about it?
Hum your Pete and Wobbling Willy.
Hum your Pete, isn't that your nickname for the new headmaster?
Well, of course not, he's Bullfrog Bert. He croaks when he talks. Hum your Pete's my form master.
And who's Wobbling Willy?
The fella from the BBC. When he talked to us, his Adam's apple kept wobbling. And he had a right daft voice. Now, boys, as your teacher has told you, I'm from BBC. My name is Dale. I'm here to explain.
My name's Dale. I'm here to explain how the team will be recruited for top of the form. Now, are there any questions first? Ah, I see a boy here with his hand up. Now, what's your question, my boy?
Please, may I leave the room?
I beg your pardon?
Pardon me, Mr. Dale. That boy is James Clitheroe, the school's most promising comedian.
A comedian? He said something about wishing to leave the room.
I'm sorry, sir, but you know what they say. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
You'll be going in a moment to matron. Your first aid treatment. Ah, now pray continue, Mrs. Dale. Doctor.
Thank you. What we propose to do is this. Three promising pupils will be selected by their respective form masters to take part on Wednesday in a general knowledge test to decide who will represent the school in the quiz.
Yes.
I believe you two have already made out a suggested list, Mr. Benson.
Yes, I have, my dear sir. Yes, I am thinking of the following three boys. Potter, Harold, Bates, Robert, and Thompson, Charles Hector.
Charlie Thompson. You never told me your name was Hector. You might well not answer. Hector, we'll call you Hoek for short.
General, What are you mumbling about?
Nothing, sir. I was just having a word with my chum, Hector Thompson. Stop nipping me. Wait till playtime, I'll bash you.
Quiet, Clitheroe. Now, is there anything else you wish to say, Mr. Dale?
No, except to wish the school great success in the quiz. And from what I've heard of the standard of education here, I'm sure your team will get at least as far as the semi-final.
They'll be lucky. I can't even get as far as the boys.
The boys what?
You know, the boys in the corner of the playground. You remember, I held my hand up.
Clitheroe. Oh, come along, Mr. Yardale. I'll take you along to the next hall.
Very good. And thank you for listening to me. You can get back to your studies.
You can now get back to your studies. Good morning. It was a right daft twit.
Is that so? Well, maybe you're the one who's daft for not trying to get into that team.
What do you mean?
This article in tonight's paper, listen. The school governors have announced that every boy taking part in Top of the Form will receive a valuable prize of his own choice. And, should the team win the final, a free holiday in London as well.
The rotten things, they never told us about that. A valuable prize and a free holiday. I'd better get cracking on this.
They won't have you in the team. You've got to be good on general knowledge.
Well, I am. Go on, ask me a question. Anything you like.
All right. What is the population of China?
The population of China is Chinese.
Oh, yes. You all get in the team, I don't think.
Well, she asked me a hard one. Ask me an easy one.
All right. Is it correct to say leopards is recognized by their stripes?
No, leopards are recognized by their stripes.
That's funny. The ones in the zoo have got spots on.
You won't be laughing when I'm doing my little nut on the radio.
You'd have to go through that test first. And it won't be easy having questions fired at you out of the blue. Mm.
It's a written test. They give you the questions on a sheet of paper, and the first one to answer them's the winner. I know that because I heard Pete telling Wobbly Willie when he said he'd be staying behind after school tomorrow to type the questions. So, hey.
What is it?
I was just wondering if I could give your Pete a hand with the typing.
Oh, yes, yeah, so you could get a look at the questions.
You do more cackling than Donald Duck. And you've got the face to go with it.
Haven't you gone home yet?
I'm just finishing up in here, sir. Aren't you glad I offered to do it?
Yes. You cleaned up the teacher's common room most thoroughly. Yeah. You may go home now.
Well, have you nothing else you want doing? I know, I'll dust your typewriter for you.
No, thank you, boy. I don't see the necessity for you to go to all this trouble to please me. I've already most reluctantly agreed that you may take part in the test tomorrow. What more do you want?
The questions.
Pardon?
The questions they'll ask me at home when I tell them I'm in the test.
Oh, yes. I'm sure they'll be quite delighted. Now run along, boy. I must get to work.
Well, can I stand on and tidy all your drawers out?
You can, but it won't do you any good. When I type the questions, I shan't put them in a drawer, Clitheroe. I shall take them home in my briefcase.
Well, could I carry it for you?
Now, look, boy, I wasn't born yesterday, though. Anyway, you're wasting your time. Oh, but there's just one little job you can do before you go, yes. I shall need an extra sheet of carbon paper. Get one from that cupboard, will you?
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Hurry along, boy.
Just looking for it, sir. Oh, here's some. But perhaps he wants a clean sheet. This has been used before. You can see what was typed if you... That's it.
What are you doing behind that cupboard door?
I've got it. The answer. The paper. Just come in, sir. Here you are. One clean sheet of carbon paper.
Oh, thank you, Clitheroe. Yes. Well, now I will convince my typing.
Very good, sir. Oh, by the way, if you're a question short, I've got a good one for you.
Oh, really, Clitheroe, yes? Oh, what is it?
Is it correct to say leopards is recognized by their stripes?
Well, there was a time when I'd have said emphatically no. But after teaching boys like you for 25 years, I'm not so sure. Yeah.
Well,
I just don't believe it.
Now, Susan, Jimmy wouldn't tell us if it wasn't true.
Why, Susan, and give credit where it's due for once. Jimmy got himself in the test tomorrow, after all.
Oh, take no notice of Sparrowbrains. She's just jealous, because when she was at school, she was always the one who wore the dunce's cap.
Don't be silly.
Of course you did. That's how you got that pointed head.
Now then, Jimmy, that'll do. Oh, do you want any more tea?
No, thanks, Mum. I'm going out with Alfie, Aunt Alfie. Alfie!
It what? But, oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy. I was just looking in your own workbook and I had to have some funny things in here. But, hey, what's this sheet of black paper? Bow!
Sorry, Alfie. Did I accidentally stick my pen nib in your fingers?
Where are you going with Alfie?
I've, got some special homework and I can't do it unless I do some swatting up in the library.
Do you have to go swatting in the library at this time of night?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You see, now I'm in the test, they're giving me harder homework because they think I'm cleverer now than they thought I was before.
Well, you'll have to hurry. The library closes at 7.
Yes, Alfie, and we've got to be at the dancing class for 8.
Oh, I'll be back in plenty of time for that, because Jimmy said it won't take long, and it's only 5 minutes on me back if we go down Poplar Grove. I often go home from here that way.
Poplar Grove? But that's a cul-de-sac. It's got a brick wall at the bottom.
Now we know how he got all those dents in his crash helmet.
No, I don't go right down Poplar Grove. I turn off up Cedar Avenue. Yeah, I know, because the other night I chased a girl up there.
What?
No, you think, she was in a sports car and she cut across me and I was annoyed, so I got off and I told her she was a hedgehog. A road dog, I mean. And, you know, a dad came out and clouted me and took her indoors while I was blazing me now, so I rode around the block, found a policeman, took him back, but it was no good. I couldn't remember which house it was.
Alfie, when we get to the library, we must borrow that book on your life story.
Well, what's that?
The Adventures of Noddy. Well, I can't find it in this book, so I'll put down what you said, Alfie. But you'd better be right or I'll give you a bump of knowledge.
A bump of knowledge?
Yeah, I'll clout you with this encyclopedia.
Don't be clever. You're lucky I'm helping you at all. Anyway, well, why do you have to come to the library to do your homework?
It's not my homework. These are the questions Hummel Petey's given us tomorrow to find out who's going to be on the radio quiz out of our class.
Well, why has he given them you tonight?
He didn't, you clot. I just happened to be around when he was typing them out.
Well, you twisted. You mean you got hold of the paper and copied it?
No, he took the papers home after he'd typed them, but I was too clever for him. He forgot to take the carbon papers away.
Eh?
He asked me to get him an extra piece of carbon paper, so I got a new piece.
Well?
Well, after he'd gone, I nipped in and got the new piece of carbon. The only thing that had been typed on it was the questions.
Oh, I see.
Yes, all I had to do was hold it up to the mirror and there were the questions.
Well, Jimmy Clitheroe, you little cheat.
Well, it's not like an exam anyway. I'm cleverer than the others.
Well, how do you make that out?
Well, I'm the only one who was clever enough to get tomorrow's questions tonight.
I don't think it's right. I shouldn't be helping you.
Look, apart from one question, all you've done is help to carry these encyclopedias.
Yeah, but I've carried every one of them, all the way from over here, from the other end of this library.
Right, well, since you brought them, you better put them back.
You what?
Oh, please, Alfie. And on your way back, bring all Shakespeare's plays.
You what? Well, what do you think I am?
But, please.
See, the librarian's after you now.
Is he? What do you want, mister?
I want you to be quiet. This is a public library, not a public house. And we're closing shortly, so would you mind replacing all those books at once?
That's what I just told him, mister, but he got annoyed.
I'm warning you.
Quiet. Now, please take away those books. We close in 5 minutes.
There you are, Alfie. Now, hurry up. You've got all Shakespeare's plays to go through yet.
What, in 5 minutes?
Yes, he's a quick reader.
This is ridiculous. He's already borrowed 20 volumes of the encyclopedia. One of you take them back and be quick about it.
Well, he borrowed them, not me.
Is that true, sir?
No, it isn't. Well, it's true I got them, but he borrowed them. I mean, he wants to, but I didn't want to read them. I just carried them to
see how strong you were.
To see how strong, but sure.
I don't care who wanted them. You brought them over here, sir, so you'd better take them back. Here. I'll pile them up onto your arms.
Oh, all right.
Good lad, Alfie, and you'll get that stuff off Shakespeare's, won't you?
Yeah, well, not. We haven't got time anyway. God, I thought these are heavy. I wouldn't like to have all this in my head.
But I need the answers.
Quiet, boy. To toss up which of you two is the noisier.
Yeah, but everybody...
Well, I think Alfie's won the toss. Look, mister, I've got 8 more questions to answer. 5 on sport and 3 about Shakespeare. Couldn't you give us the keys and leave us to lock up?
Now, don't be silly. Look, perhaps I can help with the Shakespeare anyway. What are the questions?
I have to know who said 3 lines in 3 plays by Shakespeare. First, a horse, my kingdom for a horse.
Yes.
2, once more into the breach, dear friends.
Oh, yes.
3, to be or not to be.
Oh, yes, to be or not to be, that is the question.
I know, but what's the answer?
That's the full line. They were all spoken by characters whose names were the titles.
Eh?
The first is Richard III, next Henry V, third was Hamlet.
Oh, I saw all them pictures. Fancy. And you said the lines all the time.
Did you?
Yeah, Laurence Olivier.
Is it 7 what, Jimmy?
7, 3, 4, 2.
You're right. 3, 4, 2.
This was a brainwave, Alfie, phoning the Weekly Mail.
Oh, well, newspapers always have sporting records.
Don't you think I'd better speak to them?
Look, I can do it. That's half of the idea. That they have a special column in the Weekly Mail for sporting questions by Eddie Sharp. He calls it Sharp Answers. Clever, eh?
Ooh, marvellous.
Hello?
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 Hello? Is that the Weekly Mail?
Hello?
I think his needle's stuck.
Try Button A.
Hello? Is that Button A? No. What, you mean press it?
No, swallow it, you daft.
Hello?
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 Don't start that again.
Who's speaking?
This is the Weekly Mail.
Sounds more like the poorly old man. Get on with it, Alfie.
But hello, mister. I want to know if you can give me the answers to some questions about sport.
What was that?
I want to get some answers to questions about sport.
Questions? What about?
Sport.
Oh, well, I'm not a drinking man, but I'll do my best.
Oh, sport, not port. Okay, can I speak to Eddie Sharp?
What?
Sharp.
Yes, I'll try to be, yes. Are you that quiz fellow, Michael Milestone?
Give me the phone. Hello, we want to know how many caps Tom Finney won. Can you hear me?
Yes, of course.
Good.
What was the question?
How many caps Tom Finney won? Tom Finney.
Tom Finney?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he doesn't work here. No, no, this is a newspaper office, you see.
Sounds like a nut house.
This is the Weekly Mail.
This is where we came in. Any minute now, we'll be back to the hello.
Hello?
Oh, don't some mothers have them?
Oh, the mother's column, yes. That's Auntie Ethel. She does that, yeah. But she's gone home, you see.
Football we're on about?
Oh, that's Eddie Sharp. Auntie Ethel's a woman.
He's a Methuselah. Is Eddie Sharp there?
No, no. He's gone as well. There's only me here. I'm the watchman. The watchman.
Well, why don't you go as well and wind your clock up? I'd have saved all that trouble if only I'd remembered Ozzy's boot.
Well, is it up to date?
Yeah, all the sporting records up to last year. He won it at the school sports for 80-yard sprint.
Yeah, I didn't know Ozzy was a good runner.
Oh, yeah. But he is a slow starter, usually. At the sports, I helped him. As they bent down, I stood behind him, and when the starter fired his pistol, I fired me catapult.
Get away. Anyway, I hope his book's got the answers.
Of course it will. But don't let on why I want the book.
Don't worry. Yeah, I won't let on what's a twister, yeah?
I'm glad it's after opening time. At least we won't have to worry about Ozzy's dad.
Oh, so it's you, troublemaker. Come on, say what you've come for so I can tell you can't have it.
There you go again with your jokes. We didn't expect to see you, Mr. Higginbottom.
No, because they're open. I mean, they're...
What?
But they're shut. The pubs. But the library. The public library. We can't get a book of brown ale. But sports, I mean.
How would you like a mouthful of knuckle?
Yeah, no, thanks. I've had me tea. I'm sorry.
Mr. Higginbottom, is Ozzy in, please?
Yes.
Can I come in and see him?
No.
Well, could he come out for a minute?
No.
Well, couldn't he just come to the door?
No.
If I write a note, will you give it to the warder?
No. I'll give you a thick ear in a minute.
Oh, wait, you see, Jimmy just wanted to borrow out his book of sporting records.
He has to settle an argument, won't it, Alfie?
With his teacher in the morning.
His teacher?
That's right. So he can get on the team for the radio. Booby folks!
It means we've had a bet about sport, me and Alfie. 5 questions we've bet on.
Oh, have you? Well, maybe I can settle them.
But yeah, well, get the book. The first is, how many caps has Tom Finney?
Well, I know that.
Yeah, it's easy. I know it myself, but Alfie bet me and half a crown I'm wrong.
You want to bet me as well, Alfie?
What about? Oh, Finney, yes. No?
Yes, he will, Mr. Higginbottom. Half a crown, won't you, Alfie?
Well, all right. Go and get Ozzy's book to prove it.
I don't need Ozzy's book. Finney got 76 caps. That's half a crown you owe me.
But he wants to see the proof, don't you, Alfie?
Yes, I do.
Are you calling me a liar?
Yes, I am. No, hey. I just wanted to be sure you aren't making it, saying it's a twist.
What?
You're just guessing another is your half crown.
Thanks. Well, any time you feel in a sporting mood again, just call round. Ta-da.
Well, Alfie, all you made a right mess of that, didn't you?
I'm sorry, but who did? You started all that and I lost half a crown.
Well, that'll teach you not to gamble.
Oh, you're asking for it, me lad.
I'm sorry, Alfie, but I've got to get in to see Ozzy.
Well, you'll have to get rid of that big, useless money grabber first.
Oh, no, but how are we going to... Hey, just a minute. Money grabber? Listen, have you got fourpence on you?
Yes, I have, and I'm keeping it, so don't think of any more bets.
No, listen. Old Higginbottom would go out if someone rang up for his taxi, wouldn't he?
His taxi? Well, I suppose so.
Especially if they offered him double fare, as it was urgent.
Yeah, but who's likely to phone for a taxi at this time? Oh, no, you don't. I'm not doing it.
Just disguise your voice and tell him it's a matter of life and death.
That will be if he finds out. But anyway, how can I disguise my voice?
Put a hanky over the phone and talk like a human being. Well, ta-ra, Ozzy. Thanks very much.
Hey, come on, Jimmy. You've got the answers now. Let's get away.
All right, don't panic. See you at school, Ozzy.
Hurry up, Jimmy, before Higginbottom gets back.
Well, I'd like to have seen his face when he found out he'd gone to an empty house.
Well, I don't want to feel his face when he gets back. He'll be like a bear with a sore head.
Don't worry, don't worry.
What are you doing here?
Just run. Oh, it's too late. Walk slowly away. Oh, hello, Mr. Higginbottom. Ta-ra.
What did you come back for?
To see you about another bet with Alfie.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that's right. But you were out with your taxi.
I wasn't on. I was taken for a ride.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, some joker got me to go to an empty house.
Yes, we know. Damn it.
You know? How?
You just told him.
Well, that's right. Yes, I heard you. You said you'd just been to an empty house.
So I did. It was to pick up a Mr. What was his name again?
Smith. No, actually. No, but I just guessed.
Yeah, did you?
Well, I'm Claire. I'm Claire. Yes. But I'm physic. I can look at...
Yes.
You put me down. I can look in your teacup and tell you what your future's going to be.
And I can look at Mr. Higginbottom's mug and tell you your future. You haven't got one, Alfie.
The little twister.
Ah, look, I didn't mean to tell you.
You should have told us before he went to school for the test.
Ah, but he'll fare himself, he'll say.
Don't worry. He won't be saying anything when I've finished with him. Getting the questions the night before, indeed.
Grandad, will you go and see whom I'll beat and clout him with your claymore?
What? You're the one I'll be clouting.
You little cheat. We know all about you stealing the questions.
So Blabbermouth Alfie opened the Mersey Tunnel of his, did he?
I'm sorry, Jim. I didn't mean to let the cat out of the bag.
With a bag the size of your mouth, you could let an elephant out.
That's enough from you. And before we go any further, you're not going on that school team.
I know I'm not, thanks to Homer Pete, the rotten cheat.
What do you mean?
He didn't let on how they were doing the questions.
What?
They didn't type their own questions. Each master did once for another class.
So you got the wrong ones?
Yeah, I finished first because I didn't bother to look at our paper. So Homer Pete gave me 6 whacks because I wrote the 5th form answers to the 3rd form questions.
That's marvelous.
It's not funny.
What a laugh.
Stop laughing. I hear you. You rotten things. I hear you all. And Homer Pete and the BBC and everybody, you're a roll.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Derek Giler as the teacher and the man from the Weekly Mail, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and Jack Watson as the librarian and the man from the BBC. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.